Hello and welcome to We Like to Watch, the podcast where we talk about all the things we've been watching over the week, from movies to TV and everything between. This is episode number 45. My name is Stu and with me is Billy.
Billy, how you doing?
Man, I still remember how to do this.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, did you notice it didn't... Someone complained about it.
Yeah, I know. We copped some flack from my sister who will remain nameless. I'm sorry, I dropped her in it.
Whatever.
She has followed us over from our old podcast. So
that's good.
But where have we been? Where have you been? Where have I been?
Well, we've taken a week off, but that's because we were so busy.
We took school holidays off.
Yeah, we took school holidays.
What was our last episode? We did Free Fire and Guardians.
Free Fire and Guardians. We did a double feature. And this week we're doing... Alien Covenant, which is the second prequel to Alien.
I don't know, because you've been following the epilogue and the prologue stuff.
Oh yeah, it's Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, and now
Prometheus
is a prequel, and this is a sequel to Prometheus.
I'm pumped. I have heard nothing about this film.
Okay,
you give me a look.
I've heard mixed. I've heard some people like and some people don't. But then I've heard some people...
Hate Prometheus.
Well, it's weird. I've heard that some people who hate and like Prometheus hate or like this film. So it's like, oh my God. So I've got like four different opinions sets of people.
Like a 25% chance of liking
it. It's almost like a split theory of the opinions for this film. It's interesting. So what news have we got this week?
We got some... Well, do we kick it off with the sad news?
Yeah, let's kick it off with the sad news.
We lost Michael Parks.
Michael Parks.
We didn't lose him. We didn't have him, but no. he has passed away.
Hasn't said what he passed off, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think. I'm assuming he was sort of...
He wasn't too old. He was 77.
Yeah, like so who knows. So he passed away. He was in Twin Peaks, playing the role of Jean Reno. Yeah. It was mostly in season two.
A lot of Tarantino's work.
Tarantino... He was so good that Tarantino starred him in the same film franchise twice.
Yes.
Kill Bill 1 and 2.
As the sheriff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as the Bill's stepdad.
Yeah.
The creepy old man who slices up his prostitutes' faces when they're evil.
I did like...
Esteban.
I did like... did you ever see Red State? Kevin Smith's Red State?
No.
He
that's
was
on
in
my
that.
List.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's worth catching. He's got the big standout...
Yeah.
Like his big monologue.
He's good to have for a monologue or a narrator.
He's got that like creepy dude that you definitely don't want to cross kind of vibe.
Yes. He's like a...
Bit like us.
I don't know. He's a bit of a crustier Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Like he's a crustier that would probably... You think... If I was going to do a bank robbery...
Yeah.
I think I want Michael Parks with me. I don't know why.
Yeah,
he gives me that sense that he'd be decent. He can handle himself with a gun.
He's your old man for Ocean's 11.
Pretty much.
So I read that King Arthur, which I still haven't seen the trailer for. Guy Ritchie's King Arthur.
You're not missing much.
Would I like it if I like Guy Ritchie films?
No.
Oh, really?
No, it looks horrible.
Okay.
And I'm seeing it on Monday.
Yeah.
And I was sent... something from a friend that said I think it's sitting at 12% on Rotten Tomatoes at the moment.
Oh, wow. What do Guy Ritchie films normally rate at?
I don't know. Well, Lock, Stock and Snatch are great. Mm. People love his Sherlock films. You, for reasons unknown, like Rock and Roller.
I just really like Rock and Roller. I feel like it's a crappy Oceans film.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I need to revisit it.
Yeah,
maybe it'll help. But I didn't.
They're never going to make a sequel to it now.
No. Well,
he was all set to.
And
but
he's
it never happened.
In line to make Aladdin, the live action Aladdin.
I don't understand.
I don't know what's going on. Why doesn't Disney run more things past us before?
From what I gathered, I read that it originally clocked over 200 minutes. Like the guy who plays Arthur, I've forgotten the actor's
Charlie
name.
Hunnam.
Yeah, Charlie Hunnam. He's from Vikings.
Yeah. Was he in Pacific Rim? Was he the main guy in Pacific Rim? I think he is.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently it clocked over 200 minutes. It's been locked down to about 120, which is the normal 2-hour film. Hey, it's gone down to a 2-hour film.
It has no business being that long.
It's gone down to a 2-hour film, so that's not so bad.
Oh.
So the bigger news this week, Hellboy is going to be rebooted.
Yeah.
So there's no Hellboy 3.
Well, not in that, like,
The Del Toro
Hellman world.
There's been a bit of a mixed, because a lot of
backlash.
Yeah, because look, a lot of people like it, but I didn't realize that so many people didn't like the Hellboy films. Like, they enjoyed it, but they didn't like it as much as, say, other people. Like, I really enjoyed them, but I took them as something. So, like, I love the Hellboy. Like, I read Hellboy comics because of Hellboy.
Because of the movie.
Well, before the movie came out, I was like, oh, cool, this is another comic book that I haven't really read.
Okay.
So I started reading it. And, yeah, it is different. The comic book is slightly different to the tone-wise. I mean, in the comic books, there's more fairy tale. It's a bit thicker. Like, it's a bit chunkier to get through, like, media-wise.
Okay.
Meteor-wise story, with story and content, which is great. But I just took the movies as something separate. Like, I mean, even the cartoons I like.
Yeah.
The two cartoon films. I feel like they're a bit more of a better take on the comics than the
movies. It's an interesting lore to play around with.
I feel like Ron Perlman was great as Hellboy.
Yeah.
He looks like him.
But Harbour's not... You throw on all the makeup on Harbour and you're not exactly getting that far away from Ron Perlman.
Yeah, I know.
They're very... Like, they're big, burly guys.
I mean, I think Harbour's got a smaller head than Perlman.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Most do.
Yeah. But look, I haven't seen any reactions from Del Toro or Perlman online.
But I wonder, because Del Toro is always listed as he'll probably be an executive producer on it or something.
Oh, who knows? Because, I mean, I feel like it was a bit of a different take to the comics, which is, I mean, you can't be...
Which is fine.
Which is fine. But apparently, the Del Toro ones were a lot of, like, even the second one was a lot of money to make, and it didn't make as much bank.
They look good. I like the second one, because they had, like, it was almost like an extension of, like, his Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, exactly. I really enjoyed it, the movies. I'm looking forward to seeing what the director, I'm not sure what he's done. You would probably know.
I didn't catch who was actually
behind it. I'll do some live Googling. Neil Marshall.
Ah, of course, yeah. He did, like, he's been doing Game of Thrones. He does all the big battle. He did the Battle of the Blackwater in Game of Thrones. He did the Bastards at the Wall. Yeah. He did the Descent. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
We've just been joined by one of our other contributors at Geek of Oz. No. Well, she's shaking her head. She's not here. She's going to sit.
There is apparently a live-action TV version of
Dredd.
Judge Dredd on the cards,
so,
but it hasn't been confirmed.
All of the Judge Dredd people can shut the hell up. You finally have your Judge Dredd.
Yeah, so it's in development. Doesn't mean it's going to get through.
No.
There's been a few trailers this week. There was the Orange is the New Black trailer.
Season 5?
Yeah, Season 5, which it looks amazing.
And you're up to date, aren't you?
Yeah, so this week is going to be set literally a second after the previous season, as most of them are. But this one is going to be set around a week.
Cool.
So I think, I don't know how many episodes there are going to be this season, but I think it's literally set around an entire week.
Do we have any indication? Is this the last?
I don't think it will. I mean, it comes across like it could be a finale if
they need it to be.
Yeah, if they need it to be. I mean, it's been building up over the years. Like, essentially, what's happened in the last one, shit hit the fan at the end of the previous season. I'm not really spoiling anything, but the girls have decided, look, enough is enough. We're treated like crap. We're forming a strike sort of thing.
Okay.
And they take over the prison and do a prisoner strike.
I haven't watched any, and I feel like of all the Netflix shows, that's one I should.
Yeah.
Get my Ruby Rose fix.
The biggest trailer of the week, though, Blade Runner. 2049.
Oh, all of it.
Looks very good.
I kind of got that weird vibe post the new Ghost in the Shell.
Mm.
Did you get a... Like, I know they're playing in...
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Ghost in the Shell feels like it ripped off Blade Runner.
Yeah.
To a large extent.
Mm.
So this feels like an extension back again. Like, after just seeing Ghost in the Shell so recently, with, like,
feel very familiar.
The big holograms, like, and the big statues. Yeah,
and the dust and everything and all that. It did feel familiar. Look, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I didn't realise... Maybe I had heard the casting news. Like, I didn't know Dave Bautista was in it. I didn't know Jared Leto was in it.
I didn't either. Hopefully Jared Leto will be less Jared Leto in the character.
Oh, it doesn't look like it. It looks like...
I am curious if the movie will settle the, you know, years
and years. Fucking
fight.
I feel like Ridley Scott's come out... said something.
But then the studio said no. And then it's like...
Harrison Ford when he's...
so many director's cuts.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
The other trailers this week, there was It. It was more... wasn't more of a trailer. It was more of a, like, a sneak sort of peek, and that was at the MTV Music Awards.
I'm not watching It.
Why not?
It freaks me the fuck out. I can't watch it. Oh, it's so... it's so scary.
That freaked me out as a kid, but I will watch it.
There's something about those drains and a clown laughing, which is, I'm not cool with that whatsoever.
Okay. Another trailer was Wonder Woman. It's the final trailer. The bad thing is, I feel like DC are not advertising Wonder Woman enough, and it's been noted that they're not spending as much money advertising as they did Batman vs Superman.
Why?
It doesn't look that bad.
But what are they worried about?
But I've never seen trailers. Look, I'm all for it. I'm hoping it's good. I want it to be good. But I've never seen a trailer filled up with music that much.
But do you think they know what they've got on their hands?
Because maybe they're playing it safe.
The same rumors came out about BVS that there were troubles. Then there were troubles. Same rumors came out about Suicide Squad, and now the same thing are coming out about Wonder Woman. It's
final trailer I wanted to talk about before we go back to some other news. There was a trailer for a movie that's coming up on Netflix in the next few days. War Machine. Have you seen it?
Yeah, the Brad Pitt one.
Yeah. Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah. It did. I don't know. I didn't even know this was on the cards.
Yeah.
That's the thing that happens with all Netflix stuff.
Yeah, but this was like one of their big releases for the year. This is about sort of, it was the rock star general looking after Afghanistan or Iraq, like in the...
Yeah, so he got like, boosted up and then he got pulled down sort of thing.
And he's...
it's meant to be a black comedy.
Yeah, it's... isn't it David Michaud who did Animal Kingdom?
Yeah.
Australians.
Yeah.
Well, it's all right. It looks fun.
It does. While on Netflix, apparently there is... some fighting going on between Netflix and Khan
throwing down.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we all know that Netflix, they're Netflix produced, not the ones that they buy. The Netflix actually produce
original
movies.
Content.
They want them to, for them to be eligible for an Academy Award, it has to be screened somewhere, and they do that.
They have to get two. That's why they usually screen them in New York and LA, like a one weekend.
Yeah. And they want. I mean. Good on them. I mean, some of them are really great films.
Well, if this is the new face of media, then, like, it's like saying you can't be nominated for a Grammy because your thing just went straight to iTunes, or straight to some kind of, or straight to Spotify, and that's it.
Exactly. So the thing is, it's been nominated. Well, it's in the running at Cannes. But the thing is,
which film have they said it?
I'm not sure which film.
It's not Ok. Okja or whatever.
Yeah, Okja.
Yeah.
Bong
Joon-ho's new film.
Yeah, that's being shown at Cannes.
Yeah.
And that's a big no-no from certain people because they don't like the fact that it's being shown there and then straight away after available on mainstream.
Well, it's going to happen to us because I'm seeing it at the Sydney Film Festival.
Yeah, and it's going to be available.
And then it's going to be
that's why I said no to it because it's going to be...
Yeah, I just know that I'm not that... Have you seen Snowpiercer?
No, that's...
The, okay. Yeah. I saw that at Sydney Film Festival, and it's amazing. And I feel like there are certain films that I just prefer to watch
Well, that's the thing. One of our friends of the site mentioned that he's going to go watch that, and why I wasn't. I said, well, I don't know, I'm trying to save it for the whole what I might get wider release.
But he's presenting it here at the festival. Yeah. Not that that matters.
No. But, so they didn't like that. Because apparently, I didn't realise there's such a big thing about, like, Khan and... If it's shown at Cannes, then it has to be shown, but not for many months later.
Yeah, because they're all France or something, and they're all trying to get exclusives or like Toronto is trying to get. They get a lot of premieres.
Yeah,
Sydney, we've got a few, but we get more Australian content premieres.
Yeah. There was a big bit of a. They've changed the way. Apparently, it's caused the fact that they changed the way films that get sent to Cannes.
Yeah.
the eligibility for them to be into
Khan. Don't fuck with Netflix at the moment. They'll just buy Khan.
It's a bit crazy.
Yeah.
While on sort of Netflix and TV and whatnot, there is, CW has produced like a little photo. We posted online of the new CW hero.
Jordan Peele.
Jordan, it's not Jordan Peele. I don't know the guy's actual name. But it's the new TV series will be Black Lightning.
Yep.
It's got a pilot, yep. So we don't know if it'll go to finger.
So this is going to be in the same world as like The Flash?
Well, it hasn't even been confirmed if that's the case.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be stupid not to.
He looks a lot like Jordan Peele.
He does. But yeah, it'll be the superhero character's called Black Lightning. He's, think Luke Cage, but has lightning powers. Like, okay. Electricity powers.
That works.
Yeah.
Isn't there a dude like that in Spider-Man, in the new Spider-Man?
Electro.
Yeah. Is he a black dude with electric powers?
Yeah, well, I mean, in those movies, yeah. I mean, it depends on the take, but yeah, it is a dude with electrical powers. Depending on the... Okay. Some of them are white, some of them black. Each different comic book universe is, has their own takes.
I tell you what, I caught the trailer for Spider-Man again the other night before Guardians. Ooh, it's looking fun. Yeah, looking fun on the big screen. Looks a lot better on the big screen than it does on my little phone.
Yes. Well, we were mentioning Okja before.
Yeah.
Sydney Film Festival. Sydney International Film Festival.
Yep.
The lineup was announced this week.
It was.
Yes. And me and Stu have already, like...
We're seeing all the films.
Well, I'm seeing about 15 of them.
You are?
15,
16. Very proud of you.
You're seeing, like, all the films.
I've booked in 34.
Yeah.
And then I'll wait for films to get announced.
I'm a bit more selective about what I watch.
I watch everything.
And my wallet is more selective.
Yeah. I've had that really stressful thing today. Like, one of our friends posted the interview with the festival's director, and in it he listed his three must-see films.
Mm.
It was I Am Your Negro, Rashomon, the Kurosawa classic, and Graduation. I thought, great. Stressing because I go, great, now I've got to find room for Graduation. I go through my tickets. I've already got a ticket for it, so
I was thinking about graduation.
Yeah, I booked one.
Do we want to say what we're watching?
Yeah, we got time.
Oh, yeah, it'll be quick.
Yeah, I mean, I think the ones I want to highlight, which I think are going to be quite good, I think The Beguiled.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Which is so fair. That's going to get a wide release.
Yes, I'm waiting for that.
7852, the Psycho Doco, yes, which looks amazing.
Yeah, I have been...
You've been waiting. That was one of your
I've been
most,
waiting for that for a long
that's
time
That's one
now.
Of your most anticipated
films
for the year,
this
wasn't
year,
it?
Yeah. Yes, because I do love my horror. And I do love my Psycho.
Happy End, which is the new Michael Haneke film.
Mm-hmm.
Ingrid Goes West.
I'm watching... Yes, I've been...
Aubrey Plaza.
I brought that up on the show a while back.
Obviously, I Am Not Your Negro.
Yeah, I'm watching that as well.
Risk looks good. That's the follow-up from Citizen 4.
Yeah, Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah, that looks very good. That's from the Biggest Splash director.
I'm watching A Ghost Story, you're not.
No, again, wide release.
Yeah, so there we go. It's like you're watching Okja and I'm watching Ghost Story.
And
so
same thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching a movie called Fun Mum Dinner. Which is like a sort of gathering of various... Toni Collette, Molly Shannon. It's a few other ladies playing the role of mums.
Cool.
It's meant to be a comedy. Speaking of that, I'm watching another Toni Collette film called Madam.
And that's the world premiere there, isn't it?
Excellent.
That's from The Good People.
You're not watching that, are you?
No. That's Studio Canal's putting that. So hopefully that gets a local release. So I will... Wait to see your thoughts.
And we're both watching Porto.
Yep.
Which is what's his name? Trying to name the actor. It's his last film.
Anton Yelchin.
Yeah, Anton Yelchin's last film.
And you're watching The Ornithologist?
No.
Oh, okay.
You are though.
Yeah. I've got a few. There's some queer cinema
there's a
this
few
year,
queer cinema,
which has
yeah.
been good.
I'm watching. You're not watching it. I am watching A Fantastic Woman.
Is
which
that
is that's. It's about a transgender woman who has sort of lost her long-term partner.
Oh, cool.
And it's just sort of after that.
Yeah, nice.
And we're both watching A God's Own Country, which is apparently UK version of Breaking Bad. Not Breaking Bad. What was the gay cowboy film?
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, a UK version of Brokeback Mountain, but they're sheep farmers and better.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
You had me at gay sheep farmers.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, sir. Yeah, I'm watching Manifesto.
Yeah, which I'm
you mentioned because
I've seen
it.
I've watched when I saw it at the art gallery. It was what I'm thinking are all because it's a collection of about 12 Cate Blanchett films, where she plays basically all the characters, and she's just saying, basically reading out her. They're working on like different political ideologies, and she's a fucking chameleon in them, and they are.
She is such a chameleon.
Oh, and the photography is stunning. Like it's all shot in like these weird like Ukrainian industrial areas and in England and all over. It's nuts. I think you'll really like that.
We'll probably be doing a big thing at the Sydney Film Festival.
Yeah, well last year I did, we just plonked down in a pub and I rattled through everything. I think this year we'll do a sort of a
similar,
I'll show you mine, you show me yours kind of
thing. Yeah.
And then we'll do the podcast.
Exactly. We're not talking about anything we've watched this week.
No, it's too much. Well,
yeah.
Well, you watch, you said
I just
you,
watched Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
That's about it. I'm catching up until almost near the end, about 8 episodes left of season 2.
Okay.
And then I'm going to watch the movie and then be ready for the new season.
And that's on Stan, isn't it? You've got that premiere on Stan. Very good. And now we're off to see
Alien Covenant. And yes, we'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
And we're back.
We're back.
And we've just watched Alien
Covenant.
So, what did you think? Initial thoughts. We're going to do initial thoughts and then go spoiler.
A little hot take.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah, same. I did too.
Yeah. I was... You're a fan of Prometheus?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I didn't overly hate it. Okay. Like, everyone... I didn't get the overall, oh my God, it's the worst film ever.
Okay.
Hey.
Because I'm in the love camp.
No, I liked it a lot. I mean, I didn't like some things, but overall I enjoyed it. I mean, it's the Alien franchise kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was a different take on the Alien franchise.
I will sometimes just pop Prometheus on if I can't think of anything else to watch. That's how much I
like it. I like Prometheus more than I do... I don't know, I have a love-hate relationship with Alien 3 and Alien 4. But I kind of... Maybe like Prometheus a little bit better than 3 and 4.
Okay.
Or maybe better than 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this takes place sort of 10 years after Prometheus.
Yeah, it's 20 years before Alien, the first film.
And it's what, a colony ship?
Yeah,
it's got 2,000 people on board in sort of that...
Stasis.
In stasis. And embryos.
Also, yeah, in embryos. And then there's also got...
About 15 crew, sort of crew members.
16, I think, because it's even... Yeah,
oh, yeah, 16.
Yeah, because it's a crew of couples.
Yeah. And they're cruising on in a traditional alien-style giant ship, which I really like the look of that ship.
Yeah, I do. And they also have one synthor.
Yeah, his name's Walter.
But he's of the David model.
Played again by Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
And I love to recharge the power, but it drops out... sails like a ship but in a giant square. I loved the look of that, that was really cool. I did that as well.
And it was all very 80s though.
Yeah, it was really like all done just put out like really matter of factly, like just in this giant square. It gets hit by like a solar flare.
Yeah.
Ship gets damaged. We lose one of the crew members. Like the fact lose one of the crew members in the first like 3 minutes.
Because the solar sails were out, it absorbed all the solar flare.
Yeah.
Which caused sort of...
A bit of a malfunction.
A power overload.
Do you know, I need to talk about the crew member we lost. Because as soon as it happened, I was like, I hate this movie already. Which is not fair. Because I actually really enjoyed this movie.
Are you going to go back and watch the prologue now?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Is it better now?
Oh, sort of. It's sort of like just before they go to sleep.
Okay, because I was robbed of a person who I wanted to be in this film. And I thought was going to be ever... So anyway, they do the emergency repair. They do emergency repairs, and the crew are making their way to a specific planet to start a recolonization program.
And while they do the emergency repairs, they pick up a signal.
Yeah,
similar to how Alien
started. Yeah,
Alien. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's it's in this world of like everyone says, oh, Force Awakens is just a remake of A New Hope. It's like. Everything relates back to its own franchise. So they go to this world, which is hospitable.
Yeah. It looks hospitable.
Yeah. It's got all the vitals they need.
Mm-hmm. And they figure, look, it's going to take 7 years to get to the original planet.
Yeah.
or a couple of weeks to get to this one, and they don't need to go back into the funky sleep containers. But when we get to the planet, we're introduced to some familiar friends.
Yes.
Overall general thoughts, what did you think?
I really enjoyed it. I thought maybe... I don't know, I can't remember with Alien how long the build-up was before the... with some of the Alien, or Alien film in particular. How much the build-up is before
it's
this.
It's a while.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I like with this. There was a patience, and it
was
like
patience.
Where...
Maybe cut off...
Yeah.
Maybe cut off, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes or something
that.
But I still enjoyed it. It wasn't... Like, that's not a complaint or anything.
I love just hanging out with the crew.
Yeah,
I wanted a bit more banter between the crew. There wasn't a lot of, like... Because, I mean, they'd suffered a tragedy, and that sort of brought everyone together. So the crew's made up of... the captain of the ship is Billy Crudup, who's Dr. Manhattan from Watchmen.
Yes,
Got Catherine Waterson, who's awesome.
I always find Billy Crudup creepy.
Yeah, he's...
I don't know why.
Good-looking or just creepy? Or both?
Creepy.
Danny McBride... he's great as Tennessee. He's like the main pilot. Damien Bashir.
I wanted
like
to shoot that hat off his head, though.
Danny McBride. Oh, he's got the cowboy hat. the cowboy shit kicker hat. But I really dug what they did setting it all up. Once the aliens come into it, and it's, you know, there are aliens. It's an alien movie. What did you think then?
I liked it a lot. Look, I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was very... I mean, it was scary, but it wasn't as scary as, like, Alien. Because, I mean, Alien is, like...
A really atmospheric.
Atmospheric. It's on a ship, sort of tight, close quarters. Aliens is sort of similar-ish. This isn't, because they're on a planet, but it's still a bit of a... I don't know.
I like that this carries over the themes from Prometheus, that kind of like...
it's very cinematic like Prometheus.
Oh, gorgeously shot.
Yeah.
But it carries on like the religious aspect as well.
Yeah.
And like the creationist themes and sort of that idea of like, are humans just meat? Or do we have some elevated purpose
I do like that. It's very like, because it's before Alien... It is lo-fi, like the tech, which is kind of cool.
That industrial sort of, like the mining tech.
It's not, it is futuristic to us, but it's not.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's still sticking to it's that pre-Alien.
It's not episode one holograms kind of thing. Performances were all really good. I mean, not many people can do constantly panicking like Catherine Waterston.
Yeah.
She always looks like she's about to, like, break down.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I mean, it is a horror film, so not everyone will get limelight except the main characters.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there is that.
People get picked off.
Yeah, sort of thing.
Tell you what, it's pretty, it's fairly bloody, which is...
Oh, yeah.
The rest of the franchise hasn't had that, like, real... Because... Like, it usually is just sort of like that Velociraptor style attack and drag people away. This was like, you know, blood splatters and, but I really enjoyed it. Like, I will...
I feel like it is going to... How Prometheus sort of was very hated it or liked it, I feel like this is going to be the case as well, because Everyone nitpicks with the Alien franchise. I don't know why they do that as such.
Which is weird when we're up to, like, movie 8 or 9. It's like, it's over. Like, you know, like...
Yeah, like
your franchise has been... It fought Predators at one stage.
Like, I've seen some reviews where people loved it, and I've seen, as I mentioned prior to it, I've seen people who dislike Prometheus that like it and don't like this film.
Yeah.
So I like this film and don't like it. And then I've seen also people that dislike Prometheus. I've seen like 4 people. One who liked Prometheus and liked this. One who liked Prometheus and didn't like this. One who didn't like Prometheus and liked this. It's sort of like, it's very... I don't know why it's such a mixed bag. It's not that... It's an alien film.
I guess it's weird for me because I don't really care about the canon. I don't like... Okay, I had some thrills. I don't need it to be like...
Film,
this fills in another piece of the puzzle. I'm like, all right. Like, it's slowly getting...
I feel like people are sort of shitty because there's no continuing sort of main character in that, like, sort of how Ripley is in all of them.
Well, we're getting sort of one character now that is continuing.
Yeah.
At the moment, from at least these two films.
Yeah.
Should we sidle into some spoilers? All right, so
look, I mean, overall, we really enjoyed it. What do you give it out of 5?
4. Feel like it's a salt. I'm in between a 4 and a 4.5.
I think I'm a 4 as well.
Yeah, I'm a 4 out of 5. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna talk spoilers. All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 spoilers. All right. So David,
the man,
he's returned
by Michael Fassbender.
It was interesting, Michael Fassbender playing two people. Obviously, it was screened.
It was weirder when they were hooking up.
Yeah, I found that a bit weird, the kiss thing.
I like it.
But I get what it was to kill him.
Yeah, well, they thought he was. I fucking love what they did with the David character, though, in this.
The what?
I love what they did with him.
Yeah.
Because it's a natural...
So David is essentially create... Like, there is the pathogen, and so for the past 10 years, David's been experimenting.
And he's come back to, like, an engineer's planet. And
yeah, we don't know if that's the actual...
Or one of their planets.
Yeah, we don't know if it's the main engineer planet or the engineer planet.
Bombed the shit out of them.
Bombed the shit out of them, killed the race, and then...
And then started to experiment with the alien, with the pathogen.
Yeah.
Which I really liked. It was creepy imagery.
Yeah, and sort of, like, he's... The whole planet's his laboratory.
Yeah, including Elizabeth Shaw...
That was creepy to find out. That was creepy to find out later on.
And we get from all... I like that we get all different types of, like, xenomorphs.
Mm.
He can now talk... He can sort of communicate with them and try
He's sort of...
Like wild animals.
Mm.
And then... I really like that David was back in it. And he's been living on this planet... When he first rocks up in the hood, I was like, oh, it's Fassbender from Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I know, right?
he's getting around in his hood.
And his shitty hair, like, fuck.
And then I like that all the... Like, there's the final action sequence takes place when, like, a traditional alien gets onto their ship with all the colonists. I like just how matter-of-fact... They had maps and they're like, look, we're going to track the alien through all these airlocks and we're going to do... And it was just all really matter of fact.
Mm.
Whereas my problem with Life that I saw earlier this year, which was like a shitty alien ripoff, I had no idea what the geography of the ship was. This is just like, lock us off one by one till we get to a airlock sort of position, then we can blast it out. And it was really just matter of fact.
Mm.
I love the ending that basically...
The ending is so bleak.
Yeah.
It's pretty much that... David has sort of switched with Walter.
Yeah, and he's got 2,000 bodies to play with, and he's got a floating laboratory.
And I was talking to you about the fact that, like, so, I'm trying to remember what her name is now, the girl that was locked up last.
The main girl.
Yeah. She's talking to...
Daniels.
Yeah, Captain Daniels. Wilson. Yeah, like, Daniels is talking to who she thinks is Walter, and it's like, are you going to still help me make that cabin? And then David obviously doesn't know what she's talking about, and then she realizes
because
it's David.
On the planet, David and Walter having their fight.
Yeah.
I mean, that fight was a bit... I don't know, like, do they teach the robots kung fu?
Yeah.
Like, I would have liked that fight to be not so, like... I don't know, We haven't got anything so far where... We learned that the synthetics could fight like that way. That was the only thing that really sort of took me out of it.
Mm. And
we still got to see Milky Blood, though. I love the Milky Blood.
Yeah. So it's interesting the way it leaves it. So David is now pretending to be Walter.
Yeah. And he's got a floating laboratory.
Yes. So, and it doesn't, like, the planet, I'm still trying to figure out if the planet that the ship is meant to be going to is the mining planet that Ripley...
Where they landed on
the way home.
Probably a little bit too vague at this stage.
Yeah.
And we've got other films to come in the franchise before it.
Exactly. I don't know. So I figure there's going to be another one.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting.
Well, three or four.
Yeah. Like, Ridley Scott wants to do more.
Which I think they will off the back of this.
Yeah. Look, I enjoyed this, but...
I don't know, that the bleak ending made me, like, I know that's the thing, but it just made me feel...
You don't come out of it fist pumping going, no. Yay, summer blockbuster.
No, it's not a fist pumping ending film.
I love the look of the ship, though. Like, in the... They really nailed it. There's that real alien vibe, the hallways.
Mm.
Like, a bit of mist here and there, a bit of steam, a bit of... really like Danny McBride. I thought he was really good. Like, because I know he can be really broad with his comedy, but when he really nails a few of the dramatic scenes that he gets in it. So, yeah, but that's it's a definitely a recommend for me. I know we're in spoilers, but
Look, I reckon everyone should go see it.
Yeah,
just go in, make your own decision. Like, don't even listen to us. Just go in
and don't read up anything.
No, don't. Because
don't even
a lot
listen
of people,
to this. Yeah. If you've come this far. Why stop listening?
Yeah, like there's people that like sort of haven't watched it, and it goes to that other thing. Like people who do reviews lately, sometimes they just do the plot for the film. They don't do like a review these days comes across like it's telling the entire plot in the review.
Yeah.
So I mean, don't really read any reviews. Just go watch this film.
Yeah, I don't.
If you're a fan of Alien, go watch it.
Yeah, like I think it gives. It's not too pandering to the like the Alien franchise either. Like it doesn't mm-hmm. feel like a checklist, which I liked. That's it for us, I think. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Hopefully, some John Wick 2-ing.
Yes, John Wick 2.
The much anticipated John Wick 2.
Film that's already out on. Home media in the States.
I think it's already been on, like on Channel 7 in America, so it's like with the ads and everything. So,
all right, guys. Well, that's us. Talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.